This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Around this time, we might be reflecting on what happened in Japan at the end of World War II. And we might also reflect on what happened a little bit later in Chernobyl when the nuclear reactor blew up. But are we aware of the consequences of nuclear weapons? And are we aware of the fact that this is prophesied to occur again in the near future with devastating consequences? First, I have an article here by The Guardian, dated April 10, saying that John Kerry will not offer an apology for the United States' use of the atomic bomb against Japan. It says Kerry is visiting the city, which was obliterated by a U.S. bomb, atomic bomb, on August 6, 1945. The bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima reduced the city to ashes, killed 140,000 people by the end of 1945. 3 days after dropping the atomic bomb on Hiroshima, the U.S. dropped one on Nagasaki, and Japan surrendered 6 days later. You see, people are still suffering from the aftermath of these nuclear weapons. There were only two. But the tragic, nightmarish future is telling you from the pages of the Bible. And I'd like to read this now from our weekly update, which we are sending out, and you can receive a copy via email upon request. The nightmarish future holds that a nuclear war, nuclear weapons will be used, which will be unspeakably more catastrophic. Did you know that? I will give you one scripture later on in this program which will prove it, but there are so many more. But what about Chernobyl? Der Stern, German paper, wrote on April 30, a fox walks through the 30 kilometers or 19 miles exclusion zone around the Chernobyl nuclear reactor near the abandoned village of, and then certain cities are mentioned here, in Belarus. And then an elk is seen. An owl is seen. Ruined farms buildings are seen in the 30-kilometer exclusion zone. And then it says what happens to the environment when humans disappear. 30 years after the Chernobyl nuclear disaster, booming populations of wolf, elk, and other wildlife in the vast contaminated zone in Belarus and Ukraine provide a clue. On April 26, 1986, a botched test at the nuclear plant in Ukraine, then a Soviet republic, sent clouds of smoldering radioactive material across Europe. Over 100,000 people had to abandon the area permanently, leaving native animals the sole occupants of a cross-border exclusion zone roughly the size of Luxembourg. When I read that, I immediately thought of some scriptures which tell us that in the future, people will be abandoning cities. It says that whole great cities will be laid waste, will be destroyed in a nuclear war. The Bible tells you that. And what's going to happen? What does the Bible say is going to happen? Exactly what is described here, what has been happening in the Ukraine. There are many scriptures I could give you. I just like to give you one, and I want to quote from Isaiah chapter 34, beginning in verse 11. And you tell me, when you read those scriptures with me, don't you see the connection here? Don't you see God's warning here? Isaiah 34, beginning in verse 11. The pelican and the porcupine shall possess it. Also the owl and the raven shall dwell in it. And he shall stretch out over it the line of confusion and the stones of emptiness. They shall call its nobles to the kingdom, and none shall be there. And all its princes shall be nothing. And thorns shall come up in its palaces, nettles and brambles in its fortresses. It shall be a habitation of jackals, a courtyard of ostriches. The wild beasts of the desert shall also meet with the jackals, and the wild goat shall bleat to its companion, and the night creature shall rest there and find for herself a place of rest. And on it goes. Talks about snakes, talks about other wild animals. It's prophesied. My friends, nuclear war for this entire world is prophesied. You may say, this is ridiculous. You can't even think about it. Who would be that stupid? Who would do it? Jesus Christ said it's going to happen. Jesus Christ said there will be great tribulation. So bad that unless he would come to intervene and to shorten those days, no flesh would be saved alive. Nobody, no human, no animal would survive even. But people will be taken away from nuclear places where there was nuclear contamination, and wild animals will come, and they will live there. Exactly what the Bible says. Exactly what happened in Chernobyl. The craziness of man has no boundaries. Nuclear war is prophesied. You need to know more about it. We have literature which talk about prophetic events in the future. Please do yourself a favor and ask us for these, and we'll be happy to send you some booklets. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.